From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Medicine Wagon by Gary W. McCarthy. Now, let's begin with The Medicine Wagon. Chapter 1. Henry Wallace Ballou sat slouched in the top row of the medical dissection room and tried not to yawn as Professor Emeritus Willard Atwood, M.D., lectured behind a wooden table on which rested an overripe cadaver. On this winter afternoon, with snow flying past their window, the professor was expounding on the old humoral theory of disease, which held that most illnesses were spawned by imbalances in the blood, yellow bile, black bile, or phlegm. "What this means," Professor Atwood said, squinting myopically at his 33 bored students, "is that all these bodily fluids combine in hot, cold, moist and dry combinations, and must be held in perfect balance. That is why, despite what some proponents of the germ theory might claim, diseases can be favorably affected by bloodletting and or purging the body by the ingestion of calomel, our most proven and popular cathartic." "Why doesn't he just get to the cadaver?" Henry groused to the student sitting beside him, who was also struggling to remain attentive. "If he doesn't stop talking, the flesh will soon slough off that deceased gentleman." James Sanderson nodded in weary agreement. He was 22, with sandy brown hair, a winning smile, and excellent manners. His father was an attorney and friend of men in all the highest city offices. James was short, only 5'8" to Henry's impressive 6'3", but he was quick and a superb athlete who played catcher on the college's baseball team while Henry played first base. Both of them batted over 350 with power. Henry walloped home runs, while James was a line drive hitter, outstanding at knocking in runs. Together, they had transformed Samaritan's perennial losers into champions, the equal of even the renowned city police and fire department teams, who recruited and paid their best players on the sly, because they were all supposed to be amateurs.
"Say, Henry."
"Yeah?"
"Care to guess when the cadaver died?"
"5 days ago," Henry said without hesitation.
"You'd think, given the tuition our parents are paying, that this place would at least supply us with fresh cadavers."
James wrinkled his nose.
"The poor fellow is pretty ripe."
Henry nodded, although, as the son and grandson of prestigious Boston doctors, he had long been exposed to death and dying. The smell, although unpleasant, was very familiar and acceptable. What was not acceptable was Professor Atwood's marathon lectures, and his refusal to embrace or even consider new scientific discoveries and surgical procedures.
"And so," Atwood was saying, "are there any questions on what I've spoken about over the past?"
He removed a heavy gold watch from his vest pocket, and his thick eyebrows arched in faint surprise.
"Good heavens," he exclaimed. "I've been lecturing for nearly 3 hours.
Atwood removed his spectacles. He was a tall, bent man with a long gray beard. Although in his 70s, his voice still resonated across the crowded and stuffy classroom.
"Professor?"
Atwood gazed myopically up at Henry Ballou, his most brilliant but disagreeable student.
"Yes, Mr. Ballou. You have a question on humoral theory?"
"No, sir," Henry said, as the rest of his classmates suddenly took a keen interest in the proceedings.
"But I was wondering if you are going to get into that cadaver, or perhaps just let the poor fellow rot down to become a mere complete skeleton."
Atwood's reaction was as predictable as it was amusing. The old boar's face turned crimson. His entire body shook as if it were being pulled this way and that by invisible wires. And then he thundered,
"Mr. Ballou, are you being a wise apple? Because if you are, I will banish you from my classroom."
"Banish me, Professor?" Henry asked, with feigned innocence.
"Don't play the innocent with me, and don't think that just because your father and grandfather are esteemed members of our medical community, that permits you to be disrespectful."
Henry could see that he might have pushed